person is dead after a shooting at an apartment complex in Johnson County. What police are sharing as they search for a suspect on the run.
Then a gas leak shutting down a busy Raleigh road for hours. How much longer this closure could continue.
We're starting to thaw out from this weekend's Arctic blast, where the warm spell will top out and the rain coming with it.
Right now here at 7 o'clock, we are following two breaking stories for you at this hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Ashley Rowe. A section of a major road in Raleigh is shut down as crews repair a gas leak. A live report from New Bern Avenue in just a moment.
Also, there is a police scene, a fatal shooting at a Johnston County apartment complex. WRAL's Aaron Thomas is there now. As we can tell, police still on the scene. It is active, and we know that no one is in custody. Is that still the point? Is that still the situation, Aaron?
Yeah, that's the case, Dan. In fact, we're still waiting to hear from Smithville police on exactly who they are looking for when it comes to the suspect. Any sort of details they can describe, what the name of this person is, what their age is. I do want to explain what we've seen out here for the past 15 minutes, just what has taken place. So we're now seeing investigators go inside the apartment where this person was shot dead, which likely tells us that they've obtained a search warrant. And also we saw officers, they had to keep a person, a man, from trying to go inside. There was a man who arrived here on scene just completely distraught and emotional after finding out that someone who he likely knows is found dead. In fact, that body is still on scene tonight. The apartment off K Drive has been blocked off since about 5 this afternoon. Smithville's police chief tells me that at least one person is dead. He says it's likely that the victim and the shooter who was on the run tonight, they knew each other, but we're still trying to find out exactly what that connection is. A woman who lives out here at the Johnson Court Apartments tells me that she heard about 4 gunshots while she was working in her building. As you can see, this scene still remains active. So far, no charges or arrests have been made. We're going to continue to follow this story and bring you updates as they become available. Dan?
All right, we'll check in. Aaron Thomas live in Johnston County. Thank you, Aaron.
New at 7, some progress in relieving the traffic headache along New Bern Avenue. In the last 30 minutes, police opened up a lane that's been shut down for hours because of a gas leak. WRAL's Willie Danley has been on the scene since this afternoon as crews have been working on repairing this. Willie, traffic flowing again. When will they get that gas situation dealt with?
Well, Ashley, I spoke to a representative from Dominion Energy a short time ago, and she told me it's going to be a while. Right now, they're in phase 2 of this work. They've repaired the gas leak, and now they're making the repairs to the street. Take a look at this video that I captured here on the scene. You can see how large it is with the crews out here with large equipment such as cranes digging into the ground. The gas leak happened around 1 this afternoon, and we're told that a construction crew that's not affiliated with Dominion Energy struck the line. Originally, both the eastbound and westbound lanes of New Bern Avenue were closed down for several hours. Now they've opened up one lane going eastbound. The closure has impacted several businesses in the area. They've had to close their doors because people weren't able to access them. Right now, they do have one of those lanes shut down. Luckily, the area is safe. None of the customers in this area are without power or without gas. We're working to figure out how much longer this is going to take, and we're going to keep an eye on this and keep you updated with what we know. Back to you.
Thank you, Willie.
Police are trying to figure out who shot a man at a park in Holly Springs. Officers blocking off a section of Ting Park with crime scene this afternoon near the batting cages, if you know that park, that area. Police say the man, who has not been identified, was found inside a car with gunshot wounds. The investigation is centered around a black Honda with a window that was shot out. The man was taken to the hospital. Police have not said how serious his injuries are. Tonight, friends and family are grieving 4 teenagers killed in a deadly high-speed crash in Johnston County. Police say the driver, 17-year-old Alan Lockamy, was a student at Smithfield Selma High School. Well, 3 passengers, 16-year-old Semaj Williams and 17-year-old Freddie Saras and Christopher Jackson were also killed. A State Highway Patrol trooper clocked their car at 104 miles per hour just minutes before the crash. A memorial at the crash site has been growing all evening.
Can you imagine how their families are feeling? A man is working as a massage therapist at a Goldsboro facility, has been charged with sexually assaulting three women. We've learned at least one was a patient. The suspect, Daniel Chase, was working at the day spa at the Goldsboro Spine Center. Police say Chase turned himself in today and was charged with sex offenses. Investigators say the assaults happened at the spa. One of the women reached out to WREL, and we spoke with her anonymously about why she wanted to come forward.
I just want people to know that it's important to come forward with things like this. Like, I've even told my older children about this situation because I want them to know that, like, it's something that you can talk about. It's not something that you should hide, and, you know, that's how we stop it, is by talking about it.
WREL spoke with the owners of the business, who say Chase is not seeing patients and he is suspended pending an investigation.
A Moore County soldier injured in a drone attack in Iraq on Christmas Day is now back in the U.S. Garrett Illebrun is now receiving care at Walter Reed Medical Center in Maryland. According to family and friends, Illebrun returned to the States from Germany on Friday. He is making continued progress, following doctors' commands by moving his fingers, making eye contact, even smiling. Illebrun suffered severe brain trauma in that drone attack at Erbil Air Force Base, Air Base, in northern Iraq. He is stationed out of Fort Liberty with the 82nd Airborne and lives in Pinehurst with his wife and son.
Some big changes on the way this week after all that cold we've been experiencing over the last few days. Warmer temperatures will bring the chance for showers and storms. Meteorologist Kat Campbell is in the WREL Severe Weather Center with the details, Kat.
We're going straight from the Arctic blast over towards spring. It'll come with the spring-like temperatures, but it's also going to come with some spring-like showers later this week. Check out the numbers, though. We are still going to be pretty chilly tomorrow, but closer to normal for this time of year, 51. Wednesday is when temperatures make the turnaround, 67 Wednesday, and then 70s Thursday, Friday. We stay in the 60s even through the weekend, so it is really going to feel like spring outside, but that comes with a lot of clouds and the chance for some rain. So let's talk about why the two go hand in hand. As temperatures go up, so do the rain chances, because our jet stream pattern, we've got this big ridge of high pressure building in. That's drawing in the warmer air from the southwest, but it's also going to be drawing in all of this Gulf Coast moisture. It's not going to be a washout week, though, with those warmer temperatures. There should be some times when you can get outside and enjoy the warmth without the rain, and I'll walk you through those time windows coming up, Ashley.
It also just feels so much differently when it's warm rain versus the cold rain. Thanks, Kat.
Tonight, a sigh of relief for some Durham public school employees. The district announcing that none of the classified employees who were overpaid will have to pay that money back. Questions, though, remain about future pay and the error that led to the suspension of the chief financial officer. WREL's Monica Casey has the latest on this salary saga, which caused sit-ins, call-outs, and packed meetings.
After a three-hour closed-door meeting, school board chair Bettina Umstead took no questions and provided a statement. She says the board instructed the administration to find the funds so that employees will not have to return any money and their January paychecks will remain the same. The questions around the next payment cycle and what happened here are up in the air.
Our board will be retaining an outside financial consultant to review every aspect of this matter. We as a board have also requested that our attorneys investigate this situation to understand what happened, so the board can take all actions required to properly rectify the issue.
The district has said state years of service will count in employee salary step calculations. Classified employees tell WREL they have other outside experience that will no longer factor into their pay, resulting in pay cuts. Umstead says they are still working on that issue.
The board has heard our employees' concerns regarding the use of service and any compensation plan adopted by the board. The board is working diligently to address this concern.
DPS has suspended the CFO, Paul Lasure, with pay. No update on his status.
I know that this has been hard for everyone in our Durham community, but what I love about Durham is that we face our challenges straight on and collectively work together to find solutions. which our board is committed to doing in this situation.
The board has promised an update at the regularly scheduled 6:30 p.m. meeting on Thursday. There is now another closed session scheduled for 5 o'clock that day. Monica Casey, WRAL News in Durham.
And that will be a busy day because there's also a protest and call to action from community members planned for that Thursday evening.
The Raleigh Housing Authority is meeting with community members to talk about plans for Heritage Park. It's a 122-unit public housing neighborhood in downtown Raleigh off Dorothea Drive. The authority plans to add more affordable housing units and make improvements to existing ones. They say no one will be displaced during this process. The first of 4 days of community meetings about the redevelopment is at 6:30 tonight. Well, I guess was at 6:30 tonight. It's probably still going on in the RHA auditorium.
The Carolina Panthers didn't have to look very far for their new general manager. They just really look down the hall. David Tepper has decided to elevate Dan Morgan from assistant GM to general manager. He played with the Panthers from 2001 until 2007, has been part of the Seattle Seahawks and Buffalo Bills front offices before joining the Panthers front office in 2021.
Still ahead, a birth control for men is in the works in the Triangle. We'll explain how it could work and the local company trying to make it a reality. Plus,
just how much wealth have Black Americans gained since Joe Biden entered the White House? Well, we'll check the president's claim coming up.
President Biden, of course, was here recently. He also traveled to South Carolina ahead of the state's upcoming primaries.
And at a church in Charleston, Biden said Black Americans have reached new levels of wealth under his administration. Paul Spey checks his claim for PolitiFact.
Are Black Americans catching up to white Americans when it comes to building wealth? Check out what President Biden said the other day in South Carolina.
We're growing back Black wealth, but we have a lot more to do. The racial wealth gap is the smallest it's been in 20 years under my watch.
He said the racial wealth gap is the smallest it's been in 20 years. And when we asked the White House about that, they sent us this chart from the Federal Reserve. The Fed looked at people's income, their home values, their stock holdings, things like that. And they found that in 2013, a typical Black family had about $9 in wealth for every $100 held by a typical white family. Now, by 2022, that number had risen from $9 to $16 there in orange. So by that metric, the wealth gap is smaller than it's been in the last 20 years. But there are different ways of measuring wealth and whether progress is actually being made. When we looked at dollar figures instead of percentages or ratios, we found that the wealth gap has actually widened in recent years because of uneven increases in wealth. The gap between white and Black families has expanded by about $50,000, bringing the total wealth disparity to about $240,000. That's why the Truth Meter rates Biden's claim just half true. You can dig into this data yourself at WREL.com.
And you heard him mention there, WREL.com. Our PolitiFact team checks comments by Republicans, Democrats, officials at every level of government. You can find the latest fact checks on a number of stories under the PolitiFact section on our homepage.
Well, this was an interesting move. The Alamance County School there removed a bathroom mirror, removed all of them, in fact, after students were caught making TikTok videos during class time. Southern Alamance Middle School removed the mirrors, they say, to cut down on distractions. Officials say that they are now seeing fewer students asking to be excused during class since those mirrors were taken out. They've also started using a digital hall pass system to keep track of students.
Governor Cooper was in Charlotte today, marking the 51st anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision. The governor joined top Democratic lawmakers and healthcare providers from across the state, making a plea to keep access to safe abortions legal. It's part of a Joe Biden campaign initiative in the state. Deputy Minority Leader Ashton Clemens sounding the alarm for how important the 2024 election is for women.
And the reality is even worse than I feared. Women all over the United States are unable to keep themselves safe because of extreme legislation pushed by politicians more interested in controlling women than keeping them alive.
The High Court overturned Roe in 2022, which spurred North Carolina's new limits on abortion, banning most procedures after 12 weeks of pregnancy.
A local pharmaceutical company is trying to change the conversation surrounding family planning by developing a birth control pill for men. Epin Pharma is based in downtown Durham. It's led by a former UNC biology professor, Michael Oran. He says the goal is to create a non-hormonal pill that men could take to limit fertility. Oran says the concept has already proven effective in monkeys. The company says a non-hormonal pill would mean no side effects and could be easily reversible once you stop taking it.
It would also make men part of family planning. And for us, that's an important point because having a couple in a stable relationship, they could both take part in family planning.
The company says it would likely mean a few million to begin. It would need a few million to begin the clinical trial. If Epin Pharma does receive the necessary funds, Oran says it's possible a clinical trial could begin by the end of next year.
Visits to the Cape Hatteras Lighthouse, the famous Cape Hatteras Lighthouse, will be limited for the next year and a half. This comes as the first phase of the $19.2 million project is expected to start later this month. It's in collaboration with the National Park Service. The project includes restoring the interior and exterior of the lighthouse, repairs to older features, and making improvements to the landscape to enhance visitors' experiences. The park store and restrooms will still be open during this time.
If you still have your Christmas tree, no judgment, but it is the last week that you can give it some new life in Wake County. The County Parks Department is accepting the undecorated live trees until January 28th. You can drop it off at any of the eight designated sites from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. We have those sites listed for you on WREL.com. And so far, more than 3,300 trees have been donated this year, which will provide up to 68 tons of mulch for Wake County Parks.
Maybe you can wait until it's about 70 degrees outside later this week to toss that Christmas tree finally. Meteorologist Kat Campbell in the WREL Severe Weather Center.
It's not going to be feeling like winter for too much longer outside. We get a little teaser of spring. This isn't going to stick around in terms of the 70s, but we've got more 60s on the horizon at least after. After this, we're really going to see those temperatures peak as we get into Thursday and Friday. Here's the thing, that is also when rain chances are going to be peaking this week. So keep in mind, it is going to come with rain, those warmer temperatures, but not a washout. If you do need to get your car washed tomorrow, Wednesday, pretty good days to do so. Only a 20% chance for rain, but there could be a few spotty showers out there and then growing rain chances later in the week. We've got all this Gulf Coast moisture that's going to be surging into the area with this system. Could lead to some flooding closer to the deep south. If we take a look at our rain chances tomorrow, Wednesday, you know, just a little bit of light green showing up, a few spotty showers possible as we start to see the moisture moving in and a little bit of lift in the atmosphere. But it's really as we get into Thursday evening, Thursday night into Friday morning that we would potentially see our first round of more widespread rain. That could also come with a few rumbles of thunder, and then we'll be watching this front as it stalls nearby. Potentially, we could see another wave of rain track along the front as we get toward the weekend. So there's two main rounds that we're watching right now. It looks like it would be Thursday night and another potentially Saturday night. Here's where the rain is right now. So that system's already coming together. This Arctic high that brought us all the cold weather for the weekend, it is clearing out of here. It's going to be moving offshore tonight, and we will begin to see an increase in cloud cover as soon as that takes place. In Durham tonight, a pretty calm evening outside. It's not going to be as cold, but it's still going to be pretty cold out. So you're going to want to have a coat. We fall below freezing in the Triangle. 31 tonight, 29 in Roxborough, 33 in Fayetteville, and 30 in Rocky Mount. Tomorrow, it's still going to be on the cooler side, fairly similar to where we were today. However, today we had all that nice sunshine with us. That's not going to be the case tomorrow. Clouds build in the area. We can't rule out a stray shower, maybe midday into the early afternoon, but we're not looking at anything substantial. High temperatures could be in the mid-50s, a bit closer to Clinton and Goldsboro. It is Wednesday that those temperatures really begin to surge. 67 Wednesday, mostly cloudy, just a small chance for rain, so it does look like a pretty good day to be outside. Thursday, we hit 73. You may be able to beat the rain. It looks like the best chance may end up coming later in the day into Thursday night. So try to get those plans in early if you want to get outside for a walk, enjoy the 70s. We'll stay in the 60s over the weekend, and then once we get past the weekend, that's when we could see some drier air return, but also cooler air return. Dana and Ashley.
Okay, thanks, Kat.
There is a Raleigh family sharing their memories of a very special guest who came to dinner, the President of the United States. You can hear how last week's experience, they say, changed their lives and boosted their TikTok following. That's coming up.
A Raleigh family still excited about last week's visit with President Joe Biden.
This is something else. So last Thursday, of course, you remember we covered it. The president, he brought cookout to the home of Eric Fitz and his two sons, Christian and Carter. Carter chronicling all of this on TikTok. Got up to 8 million hits on his account. His dad says it was a great honor to have the president in their home.
We knew that there would be a lot Secret Service and people representing the White House, site coordinators, but actually seeing the entire motorcade and seeing how the roads were blocked, it was a very unique scenario to see on that particular day on Thursday.
So President Biden also left a handwritten note for 13-year-old Carter Fitz to give his teacher because due to the visit, he wasn't able to be in school that day. I'm pretty sure you would... The teacher would have to accept that, right? I mean, it's coming from the top of the food chain.
Yeah.
How cool. So the winter edition of the Triangle Restaurant Week is underway right now.
More than 50 restaurants are participating. Many of them will offer three-course menu options. Pricing is $15 for a three-course lunch, $25 to $50 for a two- to three-course dinner. You can visit the restaurant's websites to view their hours and the days they plan to offer these special menus.
Priest Feeks. They have the fixed price on there, so keep that in mind.
Pop singer Pink will bring her tour to the Triangle this fall.
The concert will be held at PNC Arena November 11th with Kid Cudup and another guest who has not been named. Tickets for Pink Live 2024 go on sale to the general public Friday at 10 a.m. There are some pre-sales beginning tomorrow if you're on one of those lists. I'm sure you know about it.
Kid Cudup.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
I like it. The road to the Super Bowl continues.
The Kansas City Chiefs play the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game on Sunday. Then at 6:30 on Fox 50, the Detroit Lions and San Francisco will face off to see who will be crowned the NFC champion. Winners of both matchups head to the Super Bowl on February 11th.
You know what? I don't know how people at home feel about that lineup, but it's we got some surprises in there. Detroit Lions making a run.
I'm pulling it in for the Lions.
It'll be exciting on Fox 50. Hey, thanks for being with us tonight.
Our next newscast is at 10 on Fox 50 and 11 on WREL. Have a great night.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.